New modelling by energy analysts has found that increasing competition in Australia's transmission market will lead to big savings. That's the good news. But first, we need to build thousands of kilometres of new transmission lines needed to transition away from coal. Now, if you've seen Utopia, you know that, well, nation-building projects can be easier said than done. Nexa Advisory is calling for a radical approach to ensure critical infrastructure is built on time and the impacts of delays are not felt by consumers. Stephanie Bashir is the founder and CEO of Nexa Advisory. Welcome back to Drive.
Oh, hello, Andy. Thanks for having me.
What are the concerns, what are they really about infrastructure that won't be built on time? What do people mean by that?
I guess there's a few things. At the moment, Australia must compete on an international stage for highly specialized assets and skilled labor. So we're competing with other global countries that are going through the same decarbonization as we are and moving into renewables. They're also building transmission. Some of those countries have adopted some of the recommendations that we have put in our report, which is opening the transmission to competition. And what we're saying is that a radical approach is needed to ensure that we build this critical infrastructure on time and ensure that the impacts of delays are not borne by energy consumers here in Australia.
So this report says that $13 billion could be slashed from electricity costs by opening up Australia's transmission market to competition. I'm sure a lot of people listening won't be aware that how lacking competition is in the transmission market, if you could just talk to that point.
Yeah, well, at the moment, we've got one regulated monopoly transmission network per state. And what we're saying is to be able to build the 10,000 of kilometres that we're going to need, not only within each of the states, but also to connect the states and make sure there's energy security and reliability, we are going to need to open, to have more players and more, if you like, more hands on deck with the supply chain and procurement leverage that our Australian regulated monopolies don't have in terms of overseas procurement. And so opening up the transmission market to these global established players who are already in Australia, and I will explain that in a minute, will not only encourage innovation in the technical approach and delivery, which means they will deliver faster because they're under commercial arrangements, but it will also attract international finance, private finance and capital much more quickly and cheaper. And it will leverage their already established procurement that they have with the overseas OEMs.
So, and your point about these companies are already in Australia, they're already operating in Australia, I'm sure goes to the point that they wouldn't need to pass the Foreign Investment Review Board. I mean, that's already happened.
Yeah, of course. And we wouldn't really be recommending some of these things if they weren't already established in Australia, because otherwise that will take quite a long time in itself. So if you look at what's happening in Victoria and New South Wales specifically has already opened up the renewable energy zones for building the network and operating it to these private network companies. And so that's where we know that there's over 6 or 7 companies already here in Australia and already competing in New South Wales renewable energy zones to build and operate the networks there. Victoria is not far off as well. The framework in Victoria already allows for contestable players in transmission. And while that hasn't been exercised, the minister in Victoria has been quite open about it over the last 6 months with the legislation in Victoria and the way that they're thinking about building transmission.
Another issue that's arising is resistance from landholders to selling their land for transmission lines. One holdout in New South Wales says that the lines should be going underground. Transgrid says this is too expensive. What's your view?
Yeah, look, the undergrounding of transmission is quite complex and is very, very expensive. And environmentally, it is not preferred. Obviously, every time there is an upgrade or there's a fault, you have to dig up to actually get to the transmission lines. So it is not a preferred approach in terms of cost and environmental planning.
But it is preferred by some landholders, naturally.
I mean, obviously, there is still quite a bit of work to be done in the way that we engage with the communities, with landholders, the communities that are affected and their surrounding communities, to be able to demonstrate the opportunities that come from building this infrastructure. So, you know, yes, there are challenges, but there's a lot of opportunities, and there are a lot of regional communities, both in Victoria and New South Wales, where this, you know, it's more active, that are we are seeing already that they are driving the need to bring transmission and build the electrification and the new vision for new energy in their regions, which is really great to see.
We'll have to leave it there. Stephanie Bashir is the founder and CEO of Nexa Advisory. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Andy.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.